9 matches played. Wayne Rooney and Manchester United opened the season against Christian Benteke and Tottenham on Saturday. It was a very close game all the way through, as both teams had nearly equal possession and chances. But Man U were able to take the lead in the 22nd minute when Spurs defender Kyle Walker tried to knock the ball away from Wayne Rooney in the Tottenham box. Walker was able to get his foot on the ball before Rooney could shoot, but accidentally knocked it goalwards. Tottenham keeper Michael Vorm could not keep it out, and Man U took a 1-0 lead on the own goal that would be the only goal of the game. After the match, Manchester United boss Louis van Gaal spoke about how his team played and how his new signings fit in.
The first time that you play Old Trafford is always difficult, but I like the performance, especially from Darmian, because he played a good match, also in ball possession and also when the opponent has the ball. And Sergio Romero kept the zero. I think he did it wonderful with saving the ball, but not in building up situations. And that is also logical, because he didn't play with the boys. So he is only 1 week with us. So that's also a process. You have to wait for that.
Sergio Romero played for David De Gea, who sat out due to wide speculation that he may move to Spanish super club Real Madrid. Around the rest of the league, Everton drew Watford 2-2, Aston Villa edged Bournemouth 1-0, Norwich City was beaten by Crystal Palace 3-1, and Leicester City beat Sunderland in a high-scoring affair 4-2. Also, West Ham shocked Arsenal with a 2-0 win, Newcastle drew Southampton at 2 goals apiece, and Liverpool used a late wonder strike from Felipe Coutinho to earn 3 points against Stoke City at the Britannia. Last season's Premier League champions Chelsea opened their season with what was expected to be an easy meeting with Swansea City. But despite getting a goal from Oscar and an own goal from Swansea's Federico Fernandez, the Blues were only able to manage a 2-2 draw. Chelsea were at a disadvantage after their keeper Thibaut Courtois received a red card in the 52nd minute for taking out Bafétimbi Gomis on a breakaway. Post-match, Chelsea manager Jose Mourinho said that his team played well, but that the red card was too much to overcome.
In the first half, my team was the best team. Played well, create, scored, played beautifully, good combinations, good passing. The team was playing very, very well in the first half. And I think 2-1 at half-time is short. It's short for the quality of our game. In the second half, in 1 minute, penalty, red card, and the goal. And 2-2. If you stay with 10 men and you are winning, you can defend well, and you can try to find a strategy, even with one player less, to try to stop your opponent to play. But to play with 10 men and try to win the game is more difficult. So I would say my team played very well with 11 players, was the best team with 11 players, and with 10 players fought hard.
Mourinho and Chelsea will have to continue to fight hard if they hope to win the Premier League for the second season in a row. The final game of Week 1 will be played later today, Monday, as Yaya Toure and Manchester City take on West Brom. We are joined now by our Nightline Africa sportsman Segun Adeyemi, who has news on African sports from the weekend.
With 2 matches to go, Algerian club USM Alger has become the first team to qualify for the semi-finals of the 2015 CAF Champions League. In a Group B match day 4 played on Friday, USM defeated fellow Algerian club MC Yulma 1-0 to win the maximum 3 points at stake. The long goal was scored by a header from defender Mohamed Mefta. Friday's victory was the fourth straight win for USM, which now has the maximum 12 points from 4 matches atop its group. With 2 matches remaining, USM, known as the Reds and Blacks, is 8 points ahead of title holder AS Setif, also of Algeria, and Al Merrikh of Sudan. Debutant MC Yulma remains at the bottom without a point after 4 matches. Turning to Group A, TP Mazembe won for the first time at home at the group stage after a long goal victory over Smuha of Egypt on Saturday in Lubumbashi, the Democratic Republic of Congo. Ivorian Roger Asali was the hero, scoring a spectacular goal in the second half to send TP Mazembe top of the group on 8 points, three more than Maghreb Tetouan of Morocco and Sudanese side Al Hilal. Debutant Smuha, which suffered its third consecutive loss at the group stage, stays at the bottom with 3 points. Staying with African club football, the fourth round of matches in the group stage of the CAF Confederation Cup are also being played this weekend in the two groups A and B. In Group A, Tunisian club Etoile du Sahel is back at the top after a long goal victory over defending champion Al Ahly of Egypt on Saturday in Suez. Striker Youssef Moibi scored the only goal, converting a first-half penalty to ensure the Tunisians avenge a similar loss in the reverse game a fortnight ago in Egypt. The third win at the group stage takes Etoile's tally to 9, two more than Al Ahly, which achieved the historic feat of becoming the first Egyptian side to lay its hands on the second-tier Continental Club Championship and is poised to defend the crown. In Group B, CS Sfaxien of Tunisia was eliminated following his 2-0 loss to South African club Orlando Pirates at the Orlando Stadium in Johannesburg on Saturday. The Pirates scored one goal in each half to make up their winning tally. Group leader Zamalek has a chance to go 3 points clear of Pirates on a maximum of 12 points if it defeats AC Leopards in Congo later today, Sunday. Now, to the final draw for the 2015 FIFA Under-17 World Cup to be hosted by Chile. The four teams that will represent Africa at the tournament, Guinea, Mali, Nigeria, and South Africa, are all in tough first-round groups. At the final draw on Thursday in Santiago de Chile, Guinea was drawn with England, Brazil, and South Korea in what could be the toughest group for any of the African teams. For its part, the most successful team at the FIFA Under-17 World Cup, four-time winner Nigeria, is in Group A with host Chile, Croatia, and the United States. Mali has Belgium, Honduras, and Ecuador to contend with in Group D, while South Africa will face Costa Rica, North Korea, and Russia in Group E. But without doubt, the overall group of death is Group C, which contains European and South American powerhouses Germany and Argentina, as well as Australia and Mexico. Turning to athletics, it's just about 2 weeks to go to the IAAF World Championships, tagged Beijing 2015. The championships will take place between August 22nd and 30th. Many of the IAAF's 214 member federations have already named their teams for the most important sporting event on this year's calendar. Midnight on Monday is the final entry deadline. That means this weekend offers the last chance for athletes to qualify and for member federations to name their teams. Finally, boxing. Manny Pacquiao says he wants a rematch with Floyd Mayweather Jr. in 2016 after losing by unanimous decision in their first meeting, which failed to live up to the massive hype back in May. Pacquiao is still not happy with how the fight played out. He believes he deserved victory with his more aggressive style. He says Mayweather was running away all the time. The undefeated Mayweather had earlier said he was open to a rematch. After the dust settled on their fight, however, he changed his mind, calling Pac-Man a sore loser and a coward.
Thank you, Shagun. The 2015 World Aquatics Championships in Kazan, Russia finished Sunday, but not before several world records were broken and dozens of medals were awarded. Eight finals events took place for both men and women on Sunday. In the men's 50-meter backstroke final, 2013 champion Camille Lacour of France took home the gold, narrowly defeating Matt Grevers of the U.S., who won silver, and Australian Ben Travers, the bronze medalist. There was also a repeat winner in the men's 400-meter individual medley final, as Japan's Daya Seto won the gold by more than a full second. David Verasto of Hungary won the silver, and Chase Collis of USA took bronze. Italian Gregorio Paltrinieri won the 1,500-meter men's freestyle, but only after reigning champion and world record holder Soon Young had to pull out of the race due to a heart problem. America's Conor Yeager won the silver, and Canada's Ryan Cochran took the bronze. The United States relay team of Ryan Murphy, Kevin Cordes, Tom Shields, and Nathan Adrian combined to win the gold in the men's 4x100-meter medley relay, holding off silver medalists Australia and bronze medalist France. On the women's side, Sweden's Jenny Johansson won the gold medal in the women's 50-meter backstroke, although barely, as second and third place finishers Alia Atkinson and Yulia Efimova finished only 0.06 seconds behind. Australia's Bronte Campbell won the women's 50-meter freestyle race, beating out Ranomi Kromowidjojo and Sarah Sjolström, while Katinka Hoshu became the gold medalist in the women's 400-meter individual medley when she missed the world record by just a couple of seconds. USA's Maya DiRado took silver, and Canada's Emily Overholt won bronze. Finally, it was the Chinese women who won the women's 4x100-meter medley relay, as their team of Fu Yuanhui, Xi Jinglin, Lu Ying, and Shen Duo outlasted strong challenges from the Chinese, from the Swedish, and Australian teams to take the gold. The final medal count from the meet now features China at the top, having won 15 gold medals and 35 overall. The United States had a great final weekend to move into second place right behind China, with 13 golds and 33 total. Australia came in third for total medals with 18, but the Russians, who had 17 total, won more golds, taking home 9 to Australia's 3. South Africa was the only African nation to medal, winning 5, including 2 golds and 3 silvers, good enough for 11th place. The world's top aquatic athletes can now begin their drive towards a successful campaign at the 2016 Olympics, which will be held in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. And that does it for the Sunny Side of Sports. I'm Jonah Haskell in for Sunny Young. Back to Kim Lewis.
Thank you, Jonah. And listen to the Sunny Side of Sports Monday through Friday at 1631 UTC and 1831 UTC. And on Fridays, Sunny has an expanded half-hour edition of the Sunny Side of Sports.